welcome to OK Sis Podcast.
Hi, sisters. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Scout.
And we are sisters IRL.
I'm the older one.
Yes, Scout, we know.
We're cultural observers.
And of curious minds.
Get ready for sisterly banter while we chat about fixations, learnings, and personal growth.
We promise it'll be a good time.
As long as you don't get too loud, Mads.
Welcome to the sisterhood! Welcome to OK Sis. My name is Mads, and it is my birthday today!
Woo! Oh yeah, don't you forget it. Don't I forget it, truly. Don't I forget it. Hi sisters, this is Scout, and this is kind of a weird episode because it's a solo episode, but we have Brett next to us. Say hi, Brett.
Hi sisters.
And so you've been on the pod before, Brett.
I have.
Who are you?
What's my identity?
She wants you to say that you're Mads BFF.
Okay, I'm Maddie's best friend.
There we go.
Because that's the only identity and label that you need.
Clearly.
Yeah, that's the only one that matters. And also, the sisters know you because you were on the best friend episode that we did with Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend.
What? That's my best friend.
She a real bad bitch. Got her own money.
So
are they going to see this?
Yeah.
I should cross my legs properly.
Well, then your vagina might come out.
No. Like how Brett's the only one concerned that the video is on when Mads and I look like schleppy.
And I'm on the corner, which notoriously, if you're on a corner, this is okay.
Never take a photo.
I was going to say this is a podcast medium, so you kind of really can't see what we're saying. But you know what I'm talking about. If there is a long table and the waiter is taking a photo of you and you're at the first seat.
Oh, you're fucked. You're fucked.
It's like this long
line. Like a glob. It is the worst angle of all time. No matter what. Even Kendall Jenner would look bad in that angle.
She'd look
Kendall,
pretty good.
If you want us to try it out, then I don't know.
My legs look really long. I'm just looking at the camera.
Long and lean.
Like, I look like I'm 5'7".
Well,
you're in a cute dress.
Thank you.
Okay, so what did we just do? I want to recount for the sisters what we just did. So last night, Brett and I partook.
I'm going to let you figure that one out.
Partook.
Mm-hmm.
In the TikTok trend of watching Sex Life episode 3, 19 minutes and 40 seconds. Now, we had to be quiet while we reacted because my parents were asleep in the next room. But
because you guys are down in San Diego.
We're down in San Diego for my birthday. Yeah, sorry. So We were watching and we were peeing and hitting each other like crazy. So then I had the great idea to have Scout blind react to it on Mad's World.
Because Lord knows I am not, I didn't even realize this trend was a thing.
She had no idea what the trend was. So that's why I was like, she doesn't even know what's going on.
I thought that you were giving me a gift on your birthday. And internally I said, wow. When did Mads become so selfless?
Scout opens up Netflix and she literally thinks that she's in the show. She's like, am I in this? Why is this surprising?
Did someone make a 3D rendering and put me in the show?
Anyways. So, spoiler alert. If you want to go watch it right now, just go press pause and go watch it. Sex Life, episode 3, season 1, 19 minutes, 40 seconds. Now, Scout, was your reaction wasn't as intense as Brett and I, mine were? Is this because you've seen very abnormally large dicks in the past?
No, I've never seen a dick like that.
I don't think so.
So this is how it started. This is how it started. You put it on and there's a really gorgeous naked guy from the back standing there. And I'm like, oh, who's that? And you're like, don't even worry about him. And so I was very confused because
he does have a nice tush.
Yeah, like,
he's a good tush.
How could you put, I was like, how does this get either A, better or B, more shocking from this still? Because this looks like a Greek god in front of your eyes. And then you see there's two guys showering and he turns. She's letting Luna lick the mic.
This is an audio experience, Brett. Come on. I know you're an amateur podcaster, but let's go.
Sorry,
and
guys.
Then,
sorry.
Okay, this guy turns around in the shower and his dick. I had to go back and pause it because I was convinced it was at least half hard.
Like a half chub?
This couldn't be more flaccid if you tried. And if you were to cut the dick off the body, it could wrap around a head and form a headband. 100%. That's how big it is.
I'm concerned.
Seismic.
I'm concerned for his wardrobe.
I'm concerned for the women he tries to insert himself into.
At that point, at that level, that big of a dick is actually not a good thing because I don't think he can have sexual...
Half of the dick would be sticking out of the vaginal canal. It doesn't even
fit.
Like, it would hit the G-spot from just, yeah, one third of the dick.
If he doesn't find someone with a wide set vagina, it's like on Hinge. I like movies, I like Netflix, and I like girls with wide set vaginas.
Like, honestly.
Like, does that even feel good for him if it only goes in, like, let's say halfway. A third?
Yeah, a third. You know what? Like, should we get him on the pod?
No,
I'm
concerned. One, I want to know if the TikTokers, one, found out who this guy is. He's like a famous actor.
So, no.
Well, now
no.
He's probably now he's
super famous. I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame. Like, he needs to be in the Guinness.
I know this is really morbid, but you know, like, when people die, they can nominate their organs to be, you know, transferred to another body. I feel like
he should be a penis organ donor.
He's going to either be a penis organ donor or his penis is going to be in, like, a museum of human anatomy.
Honestly, there must be a museum of
penises. It's barbaric, candidly. I'm
concerned.
This.
I'm like kind of concerned about the guy standing next to him who was a gorgeous man.
So
and he
was so hot and he even looked so unfortunately sad. And you know that was real. No. I don't think he was acting.
Oh, okay. So all right.
Yes, technically he's in a TV show, but I think when he saw that dick, fuck me.
Anyone so just so you guys know, the premise of the show, Brett and I were watching it yesterday. That's his wife's ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
Okay, so he wanted to go up and just see what he was working with, what he was up against.
Oh, and did he?
And
now?
He was like, when he saw that,
he saw what he was like, working with.
Oh, yeah, but there's no why. At that point. That dick doesn't even work for anyone.
But it worked.
He's
kind
of handicapped.
Oh, it worked. No, it
that's
worked.
What I was gonna say. I bet you he has the least amount of sexual experience for than sure. any person alive because guys. No one can accept that dick,
guys. The whole show is her having sex with him. So obviously
we're
it works
talking
for
about
her.
A real life.
We're talking about real life, Maddie.
So anyways, people have sought him out, and apparently this is his real penis. And
I mean,
It is not a.
I think that he was a desperate actor, and he's like, "Look, I got this thing. I'll put it on. I'll put it on screen."
Why not be a porn star?
Because that might not be his passion. Yet he can use it in artistic cinematography. Without anyone actually touching it.
I don't know if Sex Life on Netflix is artistic cinematography, but...
Is he on OnlyFans?
Now that.
Oh, he starts a whole revolution of men on OnlyFans.
I mean, honestly. The
if he should just go on OnlyFans and like put it on TikTok that he's on OnlyFans, he would make...
Oh, he'd make...
He'd make $1 million overnight by sending dick pics. And what does he... have to lose at this point? Nothing. It's already on the everywhere.
Well, the one great part about his penis is that it is circumcised, which is a major
literally
plus.
Brett was like, at least it's circumcised
fully.
I've never seen an uncircumcised penis.
I have not either.
I have not in the flesh. I have googled it just out of curiosity.
I googled it.
It's like a little turtle shell.
It is. It's like, boop, I think boop, boop. From what I can gather from the internet research,
from what I can girther,
whatever. Oh, well, all right,
there it is, pun there number is. One
From what I can gather, when it is fully erect, it looks similar. It's when it's flaccid.
Yes, when it's flaccid, it's like, tucked. It's like a little hoodie.
A little hoodie.
Like, do you choose a crew neck or do you choose a hoodie? You choose, well, I
well,
mean.
We're
prefer
Jewish.
The crew neck.
We're all Jewish.
We choose the crew neck. But
some men
choose a hoodie.
What's the percentage you think of men in the United States that are not circumcised?
So
I think
United
that's way higher than we think.
No,
but
no. Actually,
I don't think
I disagree.
So.
The
really?
World?
The world, no.
The world is like very, very uncommon to get circumcised.
Yes. Let's say California.
No, just in the U.S., it is very customary. Apparently, if you're not Jewish, they just do it right when the baby comes out.
But I think there is a new movement of women who aren't doing that to their boys when they
yes,
have boys
that's
now.
That's true. That's
it's starting
true.
To become way more because, I don't know, like the natural
I think it's
thing.
Painful.
Well,
or
so,
yeah.
So what? From what I understand, because I went abroad and I knew a guy who had an uncircumcised penis. I didn't see it. I asked him, but
you
he
knew.
Show it. He told me. He said, I don't have. He's like, I'm German. And I don't have a, you know, he's like, and I was so shocked. And he said,
hi,
no,
I'm Ben. I'm from Germany. My dick is not circumcised and I'm a Libra.
But he was telling me that the majority of the world.
Ben a Libra?
Oh, poor name choice. Yeah, sorry, Benny.
I thought you were making a joke. Okay, got
Ben
it.
Ben is circumcised, guys.
That's the first name that came to mind.
Okay.
I think I've been staring at Maddie
so
too long.
So he was just saying that. That's when he enlightened me. He said, the majority of the world, it's a very, very archaic practice. Like, people's, like, we think, oh, it's because it's unsanitary or unhygienic. He's like, yeah, it was unhygienic when we were, like, cavemen and couldn't, like, wash underneath our ball sacks. But now you can.
But you're screaming into the mic. Microphone etiquette.
You just, you know, we have access to showers and hygiene, and men can clean themselves now.
Okay.
So that is why it's kind of like this archaic thing where we're just like, oh, it's uncleanly. It's like, no, you can literally just clean yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, okay, great. Love the circumcision talk.
Should we? I mean, it kind of came with a territory if you think about it.
Well, I wasn't
talking about dicks.
See, I don't think about circumcision versus uncircumcised just because I think it's highly uncommon in
what?
Well, one, in our Jewish community for sure. But just in the United States, most men.
Most men are in the United States. I think that is, we should probably look up a stat. But you know what? I don't want that on my Google search history, so we're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. All right, current fixations.
The other day, my cousin looked at me and asked if I got a treatment in my hair. I said no, but I am taking Nutrafol. You see, sisters, I had some shedding issues postpartum when it came to my hair, so I made it my mission to support my hair growth and strengthen my hair. I mean, Mads, you saw my hair last time I was up in LA, and you even complimented me. Which, sisters, you know that when Mads compliments me, it's a big deal.
I do have to give this one to you, Scout. Your hair is looking thick, strong, and beautiful. When it comes to hair thinning, it's complicated. The problem is, it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker and stronger hair.
Every morning after I eat breakfast, I take 4 pills, and it becomes a seamless addition to my morning routine. But the reason I decided to go with Nutrafol when supporting my hair health is that Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Oh, also, Nutrafol makes the best Mother's Day present, especially for new moms. The perfect way to show them that you care about their postpartum support.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code OKSIS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled NutrafoL.com, promo code OKAYSIS. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code OKSIS.
So my current fixation, sisters, this is for you podcasters out there, because I know some of the sisterhood has podcasts. We've been
looking to start a podcast.
We've been guests on a few of your podcasts, which is always the best. And I apologize for my voice. It has been lost for an entire week. So we're doing what we can.
You sound like Phoebe from Friends.
Whenever
she loses her voice and like gets sick, she sings better. So she goes, my sticky, sticky shoes.
I didn't get there. Did not get there. Oh, right. So anyways, sisters, this is for the podcasters out there. Believe it or not, I have been fucking editing our podcasts for the last 2.5 years. And the reason that I did it was one, because it was expensive. It really is very expensive.
To get an editor.
Mm-hmm. And two, the logistics of scheduling it. A lot of podcasting is done last minute. There just wasn't like a way to systemize the whole process, etc. And then our girl Lauren Popish fucking invented Swell Podcasting. It's a subscription-based podcasting software platform, whatever. And essentially all you do is upload a Google link drive of your tracks. They get it done to you. The soonest you can ask is 48 hours, which is
the turnover time.
So good. It's so affordable. The editing is so great. And
you're supporting a woman-owned business and women. Like, yes. All the editors are women. It's unbelievable.
It's four female podcasters by women or whatever. Four women by women, that whole thing. Lauren's incredible in the podcasting space in general. We've done like clubhouses with her, et cetera. So she's incredible. Yeah. So when she launched this, one, the branding is fucking ridiculously cute.
The branding will make you just want to give her all the money.
It's amazing. Know? So we have a subscription. We do the portal, blah, blah, blah. I know this sounds like an ad and it's not because I have not been able to find somebody to do my fucking podcast editing.
That's affordable and quick.
Then swell. So
one thing I also want to say is like if you are looking to make to get into podcasting but you're really afraid of the editing process or you're just
excellent
and that is what is blocking you from creating a podcast, just all you have to do is record the tracks and then send it to Swell and they will handle it for you.
Yeah, it's genius. I can't believe it hasn't been created. And we went to Lauren because we're so obsessed. She gave you guys a code. What's up? Okay, says 15 for your first, like, I don't know what it is because this isn't a real ad. So it's either your first episode or your first month. Who knows? But right, so you get a little discount, sisters, because we like to help out other podcasters. And when we find something that works, we scream it at the top of the mountains.
Love it. All right. My current fixation, I don't know if I've done this before, but I'm going to just do it again if it is. I am obsessed with French tip almond nails.
Ow, ow!
Okay, so.
And then I went and got it and it looked like a fucking Play-Doh clay shit on my fingers.
No, but you didn't get French tips that one time.
Yeah, but just the shape was so
bad. The shape was bad. That girl did not know what that was not almond shape.
She was such a bitch,
Okay, well, we digress. So, I got them with the white tips because I wanted to ease into the trend. But for my birthday, I got like burnt orange tips, and I am so obsessed.
This is elevated, Mads. Let me tell you why.
I don't have any. I never wear color.
Let me give you the Mads spiel on the nails. Early 20s, Mads, youthful Mads, adolescent Mads.
Am I not youthful?
No, you're not. You're done. Was burnt orange gel short manicure.
Not burnt. Neon pink.
Yeah. No, there was also yellow at one point, no, was there
you
not?
You went to that color for a while. This tip
clam-bait
thing is entering your late 20s vibes.
Yep. I agree. And honestly, the New York Times wrote an article on the comeback of the French tip. So it's legit, okay? We're ready.
Thank you.
We're here for it.
I'm happy that that's what the New York Times is writing about. That's good.
You know, that's like their content is really up. They're upping their content.
They're trying to be relatable.
Trying to be hashtag relatable content.
Yeah. Okay, Brett, what's your current fixation?
Sorry, Lola. Can Lola be my answer?
It's Luna.
Luna, sorry.
Lola's my other one who died, sisters. It happens all the time to me.
Well, also because you fucking named them the same.
You know what? We don't have to talk about it.
Let's move right on.
My current fixation is, what did I say? Just Hoka sneakers. They're the best. I've been a long distance runner for 13 years now. Mm-hmm. And I only wore...
Well, that's not something most people say.
Yeah, it's true. Tis true. And I used to wear Asics. They were fantastic, or so I thought. I did Ultra Boost.
Our dad has Asics.
Yeah, well, they are really comfortable, but Hokas are light. They're supportive. They have like built-in orthotics. I swear they have changed my running game.
Wow.
Is this isn't a trendy situation. This is a functional situation.
No. This is a trendy situation.
Do you think it's trendy?
The TikTokers, they did
a functional and a trend.
They did a collab with Outdoor Voices.
I didn't really know.
Is Outdoor Voices? Like, what happened?
They're back.
I haven't heard
well,
about
Tyler
them.
Well, Tyler Haney's back in the picture.
Tyler
thank
Haney's
God.
Back.
Why?
She
what
got,
happened to her?
She got fired, and then she's back.
For?
You know.
It's murky.
It's
short
unclear.
Answer.
Okay. It's just unclear. Apparently, a man tried to shove her out, and she got back in.
Plot twist.
Oh. You know, I think this is a discussion for another time.
Yes.
But I'm a little concerned with Outdoor Voices. I think Brett and I were Outdoor Voices stans. Like,
they were really, they were the first activewear that was not Lululemon,
that was trendy.
It was the first activewear that told me your body is amazing the way it is,
right.
And here's something that'll make it a little more comfortable when you work out.
Exactly. And
I never got that messaging from them.
Oh, well, then you were not their target demo. You were never their target demo. That was the exact messaging I got, too. But what happened was
Maddie and I share a brain.
Yeah. They made a community, and they were probably, them and Glossier were just stellar at digital communities and being able more. To congregate people. The thing that I also loved about Out of Drag Voices was it was very innovative. They were the first ones that did that bra that was like the cropped
the
bra.
Color blocking, the color matching blocking. Sets.
No one was doing matching sets. No one was doing that bra crop top
and
type
now
thing.
Unfortunately
and everyone has copied them.
Yeah, it's a matter of not only copying them but excelling at copying them. Like, I really do think Glossier, even though there's countless beauty brands that exist that have really dominated the space, Glossier still is in its own league. It is its own category at this point. And Outdoor Voices.
She just raised another $80 million.
$80 million.
$80 million.
What is that? Series D?
I mean, Glossier walks in the door. Of course you would. I mean, I don't know how she runs her books, but like, I can imagine that.
Well,
getting that kind of an investment for
her. Well, she's reopening all retail and leaning into that. But what I want to say about Outdoor Voices is like, that's what I always was, I gravitated towards them because they were so innovative in like the styles and the way that it fit and also the material. But then, you know, Set Active comes in, Girlfriend Collective comes in, and I just don't, it doesn't feel like the cool girl brand anymore. And they don't have a new style. Like,
agreed.
I look, sometimes I'm like, wait, where's, I used to look at their new arrivals every week just because they were always turning out amazing new type of stuff.
That being said, don't want to rule them out because you have no idea what's coming, and they absolutely
they just dropped a one shoulder exercise dress,
and I think that's one of many new designs to come, or so I hope.
Sure.
I'm always an advocate for that brand and for Tyler. I think she's an absolute genius with her brand
just,
and creativity.
It just feels like they came out super strong and then they didn't continue to innovate and come out.
I think a lot of that is partially due to the fact that they got rid of her for like over a year or so.
I think it got a little stale. I feel like coming back into my, you know.
Did you see Set Active and Way did a
I did.
Collab?
No.
I did indeed. I didn't see the colors. I just got
it's
an
It's pretty
email
cool.
Blast.
It says Set. It says Way right here, which is crazy.
Cute.
Yeah. I don't really understand how that collab makes sense.
I think it's just merging, you know, I think a lot of people who
merging
use set,
hair and set.
Well, I think it's just merging because you can't do, like, for example, you can't do a set, like an activewear brand collab with another activewear brand.
Okay.
You have to do it has to be two separate industries.
I understand, but why wouldn't you do a collab with someone that is a more complimentary product to working out?
That's a good question.
Out?
Let's get the head of marketing in. Come on
Maybe
in.
Maybe because you have to, like, wash your hair all the time.
Okay. They should have done a dry shampoo, like branded set. I don't know. Like, it doesn't make to me that
I
doesn't
understand.
Really. I get that, but like their consumers
I think it was just,
probably
definitely overlap. Sure.
But I don't understand a workout set that says Whey on it when Whey is hair care.
Yeah, I understand.
You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
But I'm all for it.
I got it.
We love set.
Work out your Whey.
I'm such a Whey fan.
There it is.
Wait, why did they make that the?
Work out your way? I know. That's a good tagline.
Well,
because
their name is Set. Set your way.
Set way. Way. Set way.
Ready?
Set way.
Ready, set way.
Way. Ready, set way.
What the fuck? That would have been a bit. Brett!
Why aren't we getting royalties?
Why?
I don't know.
Anywho.
Tagline queen.
All right. So a little update on today. We're going out tonight.
Yeah, so
I like can't believe you're going out, Scout. Like, this is like monumental.
If you don't leave your hair as is, I'm gonna go insane.
I am gonna leave my hair as is.
Good.
Wow, she's going out with the curls.
Oh, hey. People would die for your curls. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, it's so weird because I feel like my face looks different when my hair is straight and when it's curly.
It does,
for sure.
But that's
curly.
Beautiful. You have two personalities and two faces.
Yeah, I suppose. I am gearing up. I might go to Starbucks to get a nice tea real quick.
Just say it right. Say it right.
Starbucks?
No.
Starbies.
Literally, that will never come out of my fucking mouth.
Starbies.
That's terrible.
Starbies.
Ow, ow.
No, I'm just going to go to Starbucks and I'm going to get an iced tea. And
oh, I got that yesterday. It was so good.
You know, the iced tea, the venti, if you drink a venti, it's so good because you're not, you know, when you drink a latte or a cold brew, sometimes you get the jitters. The iced tea, it just gives you the energy and you're good.
I'm with
what
you.
What about a Celsius?
That's probably disgusting for you. We've already been through this.
I got to go back to the iced tea, though, because Maddie went to pee in Starbucks yesterday on the way. She picked up my iced tea. Well, it was an Arnold Palmer, but still. And I start drinking it. I go, hey, do you want a sip? And she goes, I already had the first sip on the way to the car. You can't rude. Do that.
You can't do that.
Wait, what do you mean?
She took my first sip.
First sip?
She took my first sip.
Why do you need to be the first sip? If I was going to have a sip, why would you need
because
to be the first?
Because it's my drink. I have to have the first
you
sip.
Took it without why? Asking.
You didn't ask for the first sip.
You didn't ask for a sip.
I got forget out of the first. Car she didn't ask and for a picked sip. Up your drink. I'm taking a motherfucking sip.
You don't get the first sip, though.
This is the difference.
Wait, I know. I know.
What?
You know I taught her how to wipe her vag. She didn't know how.
Taught me how to wipe my butt.
No, vag when you pee.
So I used to wipe
front. She was back to front.
Back to front.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, yeah. This way.
Sure.
She's taking all the little dingleberries and wiping them to the front.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Oh my God, this episode. we should have a trigger warning at the beginning of this episode.
So true.
Anyways, you did teach me that because our mom just I approached mom after and I was like, "Hey, did you like why didn't you teach me that?" And she was like, "I for sure taught you that." I'm like, "You never taught me."
She taught us to put a condom on, but not how
but
to
not
wipe.
How to wipe front to back. Like
she
Jesus
taught us
Christ.
To take birth control, but not that.
I think my favorite Shabbat mayo moment was at Heath Babes, and everybody went around the table. You weren't there, Scout. Everyone went around the table and discussed how much toilet paper they used when they shit. So Maddie went into the bathroom, took out a roll of toilet paper, and everybody went around, and Maddie just takes the roll and just wraps it around her hand until
Wait,
there's
Brett,
nothing left.
You didn't know that in high school, the bathroom would always be clogged because of Maddie. It was the same. If it was clogged, always. It was like, oh, shit, Maddie went in there. You
yeah.
Know?
I've never seen someone use
like,
more toilet
you,
paper.
How did you deal with the pandemic when what there was like mean? That? Shortage of toilet paper.
Oh, so our stepdad, Steven, apparently is like an underrated or like what's the word? Like he's an understated
hoarder.
Not hoarder, but it's like who are the people that are like prepping for the end of the world?
Oh, the doomsdayer people.
He's like a secret doomsdayer. So like during the pandemic, I texted mom and I was just like, fuck, wait, we're almost out of toilet paper. I ordered on Amazon. It's coming in like 2 days, but like I need toilet paper. And she was like, oh, come on over. He got, I am not kidding, he got industrial toilet paper. Like
that's
that you
amazing.
Put into like offices. Like I'm talking.
He probably ordered it because of rules. Like story file offices.
No, he ordered, he was like your husband where he knew the pandemic was coming in January.
Oh, I know. I was at his house and I was like, what is all this? And it was just jars of shit everywhere.
Steven had everything. He ordered every toilet paper. He did the whole like grocery store sweep. Like 3 weeks before everyone else did.
Yeah, smart that's man. What we did. We went to specialty and we got all these nuts and
that we probably never ate.
And yeah, no, never ate those.
Never ate them.
Because like, why?
I hate nuts.
I hate nuts so much.
I hate my husband, snacking
like,
on nuts.
My husband like snacks on nuts.
Nope. I think that's so gross.
Do you want to know why he does it? Okay, he whatever. Snacks on nuts because he forgets to eat. And so he thinks it's like this thing to bring on the go. I'm like, I would rather bring anything fucking
anything
else.
I'd rather not eat. I'd rather
no, but
starve.
He does like the trail mix, like the dried cream.
No, get the fuck out of here.
With the cashews.
Get
you know?
The fuck out of here. You know,
I'm not a nuts fan.
Neither. When it's in a brownie, you're pissed.
I need there to be salt on an almond for me to eat it. But if I eat too
barbecue.
Many, if I eat too many, I get bloated up my ass. So it's like, I just can't.
Stay away. There's no reason.
Stay away.
Stay away.
Wow, that all was right. So loud. My ear, you just really, wow.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, when the ear vibrates.
So anyways, can you, I know sisters that this episode's coming out on Monday. You will have probably seen our Instagram stories the night out. We'll see how long I last. Mm-hmm. I have committed to being there.
Don't you dare
I haven't
Irish
committed.
Exit.
You Irish exited me once and
oh,
I could
do.
Not
when?
Fucking believe that you did
Wait,
that
Wait, when
to
was
me.
That? I don't remember.
We were going out with Amber Lee. You and I were motherfucking wasted. Yeah. She wasn't. Yeah. We thought she was going to be.
Where did we go?
Who knows? Because I look around and you're gone.
I left.
And it's just me and Amber Lee.
I left. I went to the bathroom.
Which, as
and
your
I left.
Sister, I was highly concerned because I didn't know how you got home.
As an older sister, I relate to that hardcore.
There is something called Uber.
I don't give a shit. You were like black the fuck out, and then I'm just with Amber
Lee.
We went
to a dinner. Like, how
okay,
did we
It's because Amberly, I hope you're listening to this because I love you. It's because Amberly DM'd us and said, we're going to party and we're going to put our phones away after a certain time. So you and I were like, oh, shit.
We're partying. When people tell us we're going to party, like we prepare.
So and we pre-gamed. We pre-gamed we before dinner.
Yeah.
We drank all this wine and then we get to dinner. And then Amberly only had like one drink.
Because she's keto. So she couldn't. She couldn't have wine. So she could only have like a cocktail.
We're already motherfucking wasted. Yeah, and Amberly's like, oh, I can only have this. We're like, oh, we read the vibe wrong here.
We were.
And then we go one other place. She's like, she could have probably driven home. She was that sober.
Yeah.
You and I were off the rails.
I don't even remember where we were.
And all of a sudden I turn around and Maddie's gone.
Yep. Sounds about right.
I have to explain this to Amber. Lean.
I know. And then how long did you stay there for?
I'm unsure. I don't even
but
know.
But Elisa came.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, sloppy.
I think we went to, like, Delilah or
sloppy.
Something.
Sloppy. You know, but it was okay because then Amber Lee signed on as a client to work with me. So, obviously,
hey!
I didn't.
It was a scout's agency marketing strategy.
Yeah, get wasted. Have your sister Irish exit. And maybe people will think you're fit to run their shit.
Fabulous. All right,
fit
well,
to run their shit.
We've got to wrap this shit up because I have to go get my makeup done.
Because sisters, Mads is so extra that she's getting her makeup done.
My birthday is a national holiday.
Brett's
the same way as
no,
me.
No, but you know that reel that's like, do you want to form an alliance with me?
Yes.
On Maddie's
she
wedding.
She knows the trend. You know the trend? Scout!
Yeah, because it's on Instagram, not TikTok.
Oh my God, Scout.
I know. Be proud. When it's time for Maddie to get engaged.
It's you and me.
It's you and me.
Yeah.
You're on speed dial. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cry.
I don't have to be the maid of honor, though.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't.
Fuck.
Or maybe I can.
You are the maid of honor.
Well, technically, I will fucking destroy you if Brett is the maid of honor. Sorry, Brett.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't want to be part of this.
Do you remember what we just recorded, which I'm not going to say because it's a surprise? Did you see what
I'm joking. Take a joke.
But there is a distinction between maiden of honor and maid of honor. Maid of honor is whomever's married. Maiden is unmarried.
No. I'm going to be the matron of honor.
Oh, matron. Is that the word?
That's the word. It's really unflattering.
Matron of honor. Yeah.
Matron of honor?
Which I'm going to call myself the maid of honor because that's ridiculous.
I think I got it reversed, but you see what I'm saying. There's one who's married, one who isn't. So you technically can have two.
No, you can't technically have two. It's just, are you the maid of honor or are you the matron of honor?
My sister will definitely be mine, but Maddie's going to have to come in heavy for the party planning.
So wait, are you second? You're the oldest?
Middle. Older brother.
Every time I see a photo of your sister, I feel like she's older than you.
For sure. She's a really defined jawline and beautiful eyebrows.
She's a very defined jawline.
She's so hot.
Defined jawline makes her older.
I don't know. She just looks older than you.
Chubby ass baby face cheeks.
And also, so Fred is a little person. She's like 4'9".
First of all, I'm not a technical little person. I'm 4'11 and 3/4 due to my scoliosis, but 5 feet when I stand up straight. So.
So you're 5 feet.
I'm 5 feet.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 5'2", so I'm not that.
Yeah.
I'm not that behind
you.
I
know. You guys are teeny tiny.
I had a back brace in high school.
I'm really short. But like I have the body of
a Kardashian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I hired the right personal trainer and wore the right clothing
and got the right plastic surgery,
I don't even really need that.
I've never thought about my body type, to be honest.
Well, my body type is big ass boobs, tiny
big ol' tiggle bitties.
Tiny waist, and then my hips go out. My ex-boyfriend in high school said that if I was alive during the Spartan days, they would choose me to bear all the children because my hips are so wide for like my frame.
Oh my God. Was that like him dirty talking to you? Like, why the fuck would he say that?
It was a really good compliment. He meant to say a compliment.
You're like a really hot Spartan. I just want you to bear all of my unborn children up in there.
He meant that my body was
dirty.
No, he meant that it was womanly, that the hips went out.
I don't really know if that's.
It was romantic at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Was it Adam?
No.
Oh. No, it was not.
It was not Adam.
All right.
Okay, Mads, go get your makeup done. I'll see you in club attire for Shabbat.
Hey,
Elisa texted me. One of my other best friends, she texted me. She goes, hey, like, I want to wear this thing out, but, like, it's super, my boobs are out. Should I wear something different for Shabbat? And I said, just think about your audience. Think about your audience. Like, of course you can wear something to our Shabbat.
With your tits out. So Dad asked me what the attire was, and I said chic going out, which I think is just like very self-explanatory. And he said, "Okay, I'm wearing shorts." And I'm like, "Well, then why the fuck did you ask me?"
He's like, "Flip flops."
Chic flip flops. I'm like, mm-hmm. "Dad, why'd you ask me?
Which, like, rule of thumb, if you're a man listening, never do not wear flip-flops. There is nothing more disgusting than something wedged in between your big toe and your second toe to live and grow fungi on.
This is not something I resonate with. I wear sandals all the time.
You are fine. Girls. Or boys. Sorry.
What is the difference if a boy wears sandals?
I don't like flip-flops on myself.
Unmanicured foot? Are you kidding me?
No, I don't like flip-flops on myself either. No, I will say that. Yeah, of course.
Oh, I'm a flip-flop.
Yeah, you are like a
men in flip-flops, if you're out there listening.
I don't really like being on a podcast with Maddie and Brett because...
Wait, no.
You guys have all the same opinions.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We do.
It's like talking to a mirror.
It's like talking to a mirror.
But seriously, this is important that we can go, if you're a man out there listening and you're wearing flip-flops and you're single, I'm going to tell you it's why.
Gee does not wear flip-flops.
Take off the rainbow sandals. I repeat.
Rainbows are really bad for your feet. They keep them very dry.
Oh my God, it was a myth?
They keep them so dry. I mean, this is my experience. This is not statistically proven.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
For me, they kept my feet very dry.
Got it.
Okay, on your way out, can you drop me off at Starbucks and I'll walk home?
Starbies.
Woohoo!
I will die.
Only if you say Starbies.
No. Starbies. One, two, three.
Starbies.
I'm not going to drive you then.
Okay, then I'll drive myself.
Oh my God, just say it.
No.
Say we're going to Starbies.
No.
Just say it really quick.
On principle.
Ready, one?
You already made me say the P word one time and I'm scarred.
What's the P word? Penis?
Pussy.
Oh. One, two, three.
Say, I'm getting my pussy at Starbucks.
Okay.
All right, sisters.
You can follow me at Scout Sobel, Mads at Maddie Mayo, Brett's is on private.
Oh, wait.
Say Super Drip. Follow me at Get Super Drip.
Woo! Get Super Drip. She'll come back on when.
Yeah, more on that later.
It, but follow that thing. And you can follow at OKSS Podcast. We love you.
Rate, review, subscribe. Woo!
Love this you, sisters. This was fun.
Do you ever feel like you're struggling through motherhood? You're not alone. I'm Erica Jossa, host of the MomWell podcast, therapist and mom of three. Join me each Wednesday as I sit down with guests, including psychologists, pediatricians, psychiatrists, fertility specialists, lactation consultants, and more to unravel the myths of motherhood. With expert advice, practical tips, self-love, and some coping skills to help you along the way, you can become the mother you want to be. Listen to the MomWell podcast at momwell.com/listen or on your favorite podcast platform.